Message number one, steadfastly in prayer and in the ministry of the word. Roman numeral number one, steadfastly in prayer. Acts 6:4. A. To pray means that we realize that we are nothing and that we can do nothing. This implies that prayer is the real denial of the self. B. A man of prayer must be one who seeks God and God's will. C. The real significance of prayer is to contact God in our spirit and to absorb God Himself. 1. Prayer is the contact of the human spirit with the divine spirit, during which we inhale God. 2. Genuine prayers are prayer that are mingled with God the Spirit in our spirit. A. Prayer must be a joint prayer in which God is mingled with our spirit. B. True prayers, prayers that involve God and man, are the issue of the Spirit of God being mingled with man's spirit, and man's spirit being mingled with the Spirit of God. Romans 8:26-27. In like manner, the Spirit also joins in to help us in our weakness, for we do not know for what we should pray as is fitting, but the Spirit Himself intercedes with us with groanings which cannot be uttered. But He who searches the hearts knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because He intercedes for the saints according to God. See, in this prayer, God and man mingle together, and God is the initiator and motivator. God prays in man, and man prays in God. James 5:17. Elijah was a man of like feeling with us, and he earnestly prayed that it would not rain, and it did not rain on the earth for 3 years and 6 months. 3. If we would have genuine prayers, prayers that are initiated by God and that touch God, we must pray in the Holy Spirit. Praying in the Holy Spirit means that we and the Holy Spirit pray together in the fellowship of the two spirits. Jude 20. But you, beloved, building up yourselves upon your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit. 4. Prayers in which we contact God, inhale God, absorb God, and are filled with God are genuine prayers. Only prayers of this kind should be offered to God. D. The Bible contains a most lofty and spiritual prayer, the prayer of authority. Daniel 9:19. O Lord, hear. O Lord, forgive. O Lord, listen and take action. Do not delay, for your own sake, O my God. For your city and your people are called by your own name. Matthew 26:39. And going forward a little, he fell on his face and prayed, saying, My Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Yet not as I will, but as you will. 1. If we want to be a man of prayer, we have to learn to pray with authority. This is the kind of prayer described by the Lord in Matthew 18:18. In Matthew 18:18, there is a prayer that is called binding prayer and a prayer that is called loosing prayer. To bind and to loose, this is to pray with authority. E. Praying with authority is praying the prayer in Mark 11:23-24. Truly I say to you that whoever says to this mountain, be taken up and cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says happens, he have it. For this reason, I say to you, all things that you pray and ask, believe that you have received them and you will have them. 1. Faith is believing that we have received what we have asked for. A. According to the Lord's word, we should believe that we have received, not that we will receive. B. To hope means to expect something in the future. To believe means to consider something as having been done. C. Faith is not only believing that God can or will do a certain thing, but also believing that God has done that thing already. 2. The prayer in Mark 11:20-24 is a prayer with authority. A. Prayer with authority does not ask God to do something. Instead, it exercises God's authority and applies this authority to deal with problems and things that ought to be removed. B. God has commissioned us to command what He has commanded and give orders to what He has given orders to. C. The church can have such a prayer with authority by having full faith, being without doubt, and being clear that what we do is fully according to God's will. D. Prayer with authority has much to do with the overcomers. Every overcomer must learn to speak to this mountain.